Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Baby, 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 baby audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa. Good evening, and welcome to the Girlfriend Network. First, I want to introduce my fabulous co-host and partner in crime, Tahira Sutton. What's up, girl?
Hi, Maycom. Welcome,
hey.
Love Zone listeners. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm excited. I can't wait to get into this topic.
I know you are. I know
you
are.
So juicy.
Yes. And for our listeners, we're very excited to talk to Jarrah Everett, author of the book The Jump Off. She's going to come on and she's going to talk to us about her personal experiences that she's had as a jump off. And she's kind of written like a memoir about her experiences in this great tell-all book. So I'm excited to talk to her, too, and see what she has to say.
Absolutely.
So, and speaking of jump off, you know what I'm going to ask you.
bring it. Yes, this is the Love Zone. And
yes.
Definitely give us a call, guys. Our number is 347-539-5729. We want to hear from you. Some guys call in, too. Let us know how you feel about this topic. And
exactly.
Go ahead, Nicole. I'm ready.
Well, of course, you know, I have to relate the topic to you and I as far as have you ever been in the situation of being a jump off? And if you were, did you know it? Did you not know it? And how did it make you feel? And what got you there?
Okay. All right. I'm on the hot plate. Yes, I have been. I believe so. And one I did know and one I did not know.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So
my answer is yes.
Okay, well, let's talk about when you did know. Like, you know, what are the reasons for being... So, Kate, what are the reasons for being a jump off? Is it because you're in it for something, or are they providing for you, or is it just a strong light for that person and you know that they have another relationship going but you don't care, or are you in it just to get what you can get out of that individual?
At that point in time, and I can't wait to speak to Jarrah, Everett, in regards to this, I just believe at that point in time, what I was looking for is I wasn't looking for a relationship, and it was just more a relationship, more of convenience for me at that point in time. So I did not care, and I'm sorry to be so honest at that point of time.
Right. No, I think we all can relate to that, and there's a period in our lives where we don't care, where we're reckless, we don't give a damn about the next person's feelings, and, you know, we just do what makes us feel good. And for those of you who don't know what a jump off is, it's defined by the Urban Dictionary as a casual sexual partner or girlfriend. She could be that booty call, she could be the side piece, she could be the person that you can call up at any time, and she's down for fun with no headaches, no questions, and when the deed is done, you go on back, and you go back to your lives, and that's basically all it is. But at some point, you know, I always feel like someone is going to catch feelings. Someone could get hurt. How do you separate yourself from that? Because women, especially women, were very emotional. So it just often intrigues me how that works over a long period of time, especially when you're in it and then you got holidays and you got birthdays and this man is going home to his relationship and his family. And, you know, you realize at some point I'm just a sexual object. That's all he wants me for. To me, it can seem a little bit, you know, degrading and
it's tough. It's mental. It's really tough, but, you know, there's women out there and that do it, and it's convenient for them. So I'm not knocking anybody's, you know, choice.
No.
For me, it wasn't for me. You asked me the question. I said yes one time I knew and one time I didn't. It wasn't the thing that made me happy. I did try it, but eventually with me, I had to grow. I needed more. So it wasn't a situation that worked out for me, but – So, and then I did catch feelings, and I did start to like this person. So it didn't work out for me. So I wanted more. And that, I guess that was my downfall in the jump off situation. It just wasn't something that worked for me. But it was fun.
It was fun. But, all right, so, T, before we go to break, just tell me, like, what did you get out of it, though? Was it just sexual pleasure, or were you actually getting dinners? Were you getting gifts? I mean, what were the other perks?
I don't believe it was perks because at that point in time, I think it definitely was sexual, and it definitely was, like, what I was not getting in my relationship was provided in that relationship. So it's simple things like listening to me. And things like that. I'm telling all my business. I'm sorry, but I'm just going to keep it honest for the love zone. So things that I wasn't getting it, how they say if you don't get it at home, you'll find a place to get it. I really, really believed that at that point. So it was more emotional that I was looking for, and even though the vehicle was sexual, but the emotional was there as well.
Right.
Did I answer your question?
You did, and thank you very much for your honesty. Listeners, I'm sure you can appreciate that. And don't forget, if you want to call in and talk to me or T or Jara, which we're about to have her on, please call 347-539-5729. T, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Jara Everett on the line with us.
Okay, sounds good.
Club case, something jumps off. You back up for the high, but the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get jumped off. All we wanna do is party. Invite everybody at the bar to party. Black Barbie dressed in Bugatti. Try to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for the people. We can get your these. You better keep the peace. Or out for the reef. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black people movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back. When I'm sitting on chrome, 7 times
set up for my beat. With the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalate, 23 friends. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Ben.
Hey, yo, keep your bread up.
He rep the boys. If you rep your hood, then make some noise. Got my eye on the guy in the orange coat. Don't need no Queen B, got the ill deep throat. Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can disappear. My shake up the dice. Throw down your ice. Bet it all, play your price. Money ain't a thing, throw it out like rice. Been around the world, cop the same thing twice. My thumb on my squeeze on my squeeze on my. Give me some step on the gas. Pop the cork and roll up that. But you know what we about. Sex and cash.
On my feet,
turn
my feet. With the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalate, 23 inch rim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Tim. Keep your bread up.
Playboy pinup girl, butt naked, dressed in nothing but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky and you wanna meet me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chicks by the layer, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing goes. Now everybody come get me the lingo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. I'm on the dance floor, don't hurt nobody, body. I'm the one that put the range in the Rover. When I'm stepping out the range,
yo,
it's over. Coming through in the Brooklyn in here. We gon' do this just like Big Pop was here.
Come on, my feet. With the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalade, 23 inch rim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Tim. Keep your bread up.
Y'all, keep your bread up, yeah, and worldwide, stay fly, yeah, man, Queen B, LB, 2003, why not, to make it high, come through, blow the spot, come on, yeah, Hey yo, she back at it. Why wouldn't she be? Come on. Yeah. The B.I.G. Freaky Top. Yeah, yeah, yeah. L. Light 'em.
You came to get it on. More than five O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that plank and get it on. Plank to fit it on. Came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that, work that. Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that. Then you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cut her after we done, it wasn't worth that. So we am responsible for bringing dirt back. Can we back? She has the bar style and she's throwing it up. She drank a little Hypno, throwing it up. But I'm only dealing with fruits that wanna cut mine. If you agree and want nut, can't sort of get it played late night on BT Uncut.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on.
Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Hustle.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
Bump it out.
I see some haters drilling. I see some ladies chilling. I see that girly I've been plotting to get. She got hop in the whip and we go.
Bump it out.
Okay, we was leaving, we was done. She said, can my people come? Here we go, I see you, don't stop. They wanna ride in something with a rim, don't stop. Look, baby, you fine, but your girlfriend's not. And as you wanna hold out, getting cute on the phone. I ain't gotta be bothered, be cute on your own. My jump off doesn't run off at the mouth so much. My jump off never asks why I go out so much. My jump off never has me going out of my way. And she don't want nothing on Valentine's Day. My jump off don't argue and get rebellious. And she don't mind hanging out with the fellas. My jump off's not insecure or jealous. Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Hustle.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
Y'all dudes, she's talking about the ice and all the shine to it. That's a white gold cross with a real fine cubic. Might wanna fall in love like I'm Cupid. Telling me she don't get brain like I'm stupid. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. Get it?
Nope. Think about it.
The game is bad, player. Ain't it bad, player? Don't worry, Joey, you change your back, player. Might've heard me spitting with Kane, it's bad, player. I got it set forward to bring it back, player. Bang and slap, player. Front man no longer playing a back, player. Plain as that, player. 808 bump and bang the track. Want my second win, change the back player. Jump off, one man gang, I'm back player. Look, what you want, bump, double clip, pump, ride, ride, slump, jump off, homie, jump off. All these haters on my won't jump off. But all the streets need is jump off. Look, you need to jump off.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Hustle.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
Bump it out.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Hustle.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
Bump it out.
What's going on? It's me, your man, Will Downing. I'll be spending the evening with you, my fans, in the love zone, in the love zone, in the love zone. So be sure to tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you in the love zone, in the love zone, in the love zone, in the love zone.
often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network, and I'm one of your hosts, Nicole Martin, and I just want to let our listeners know that you can access our show at the following apps, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com, and also at our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/LoveZoneUSA, Hip Hop. My lovely co-host and partner in crime, Tahira Sutton, is also with us.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm told that Sarah Everett, author of the book, The Jump Off, is on the phone with us. So without further ado, Jara, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Jara.
Hi, Joanne.
Good. How are you?
Are we saying your name correctly, first of all? I hate to mutilate someone's name.
Say it again.
Are we saying your name correctly?
It's Jara. Jara.
Jara. Jara. Okay. Thanks, Jara. So welcome to the show. We're very excited to talk to you.
Thank you.
You sound really low. Can you adjust your volume, or I don't know why you sound muffled and you sound low.
Okay. Can you guys hear me better?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Now I'm in the back of my house, and it's like really like the ceilings are tall, so that's probably why you hear the echo.
Okay, we can hear you much better now.
Stay there. Just stay right there.
Okay.
So we want to welcome you to the Love Zone Network, the Girlfriend Network. I'm just so excited about this book. Tell us about the book. Tell our listeners where they can get the book, and we'll get into, you know, what the book is about and everything. I just love this topic.
No problem. Well, the book is called Jump Off, Hip Hop Mistress Tell All. So basically, the book, the title speaks for itself. However you want to interpret it, you can interpret it for the listeners, whoever, whoever is interested or whoever wants to know what a jump off is. It's really however you interpret it. You can get this book anywhere. You can log online. You can go to Kindle. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to you can go anywhere, and it's through Print House Books Publishing. And also, even if you go to my page, I have Facebook, which is Jara Everett, also Instagram, which is The Real Jara Everett, and also Twitter, which is Jara Everett. So pretty much, you just put my name in, you can just see Print House Publishing, and then you can just Print House Books, you can go anywhere to get this book.
Okay. So with that being said, Jara, can you tell us about, how did you become a jump off? How did you say that this is okay and this is the way I'm going to live my life?
I'm not sure who am I speaking with, but
Sarah,
it's not.
Sarah,
it's
sorry.
What I wrote this book. This book is called Jump Off because I'm just new to the segment of my life, and
mm-hmm.
the reason why I titled it Jump Off is because, you know, I really didn't have like a permanent relationship with probably 80% of the men that I was encountered with, and that's only because I was in the industry, still is in the
mm-hmm.
industry, but doing music and doing acting and doing entertainment, that's what it is. It's a nasty world, pretty, it's point blank. I mean, no one wants to know or listen to it, but nothing in this society is good anymore, and that's just how I look at life. I mean, you just got to keep prayed up every day, but it is what it is, so I'm just giving it to you. I'm going to be real. I'm one of those sisters who's talking real and being real about it.
We definitely appreciate your honesty. I mean, it sounds like this is coming from a real place, and you're stepping up to talk about, like, a real topic. And if, you know, you're happy, this makes you happy, no problem. Did you ever want to, did you ever want more from these men? Like to see them,
well,
you know, because.
When you're in the industry, you ladies are in the industry yourself. Obviously,
yes.
You were working at the radio. So
mm-hmm.
My thing is, I'm bringing it to you straight. I'm bringing it to you live what it's about. A lot of people don't want to be real with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, maybe I was in a position. I wasn't, not maybe, but I was in a position of being a jump off, and I had jump off myself. So jump off is not just for women, and that's what I wanted to bring forth to people in general,
mm-hmm.
not just for women, but it's for men and women. A man could be a jump off. So this
absolutely.
Is not geared towards women. I mean, man, this is, I mean, come on. It's just that now you have a heavyweight female who's just bringing it to you like a man bring it to you. I fell into things where I had no heart for these guys, and they probably had no heart for me. And it's just
mm-hmm.
as simple as that.
See, John, that's the thing. That's the thing that I want to talk about. Like, how do you separate that? How do you actually go into it and not catch feelings and not be emotional over a guy and you're being intimate with him? And I
easy. When you're a smart cookie like me, you know what you're doing. You know what you're out to get. When I first started in this business, Artelli brought me into it, and I knew what he was about. So if you know what a person is about before you go into it, then you know how to treat them and you know how to handle them. I just thank God that I was one of those who just knew how to step into this industry like a man, and I still am that today. I don't play around. The thing about it is with this industry, you have to be tough. And
yes,
if you're a female
absolutely.
In this industry, you have to be just
mm-hmm.
as tough as a male because they will
mm-hmm.
walk all over you. So instead of them walking all over me, I allowed them to do what they wanted to do when I wanted them to do it. And then there were other things that I wanted to do, and I made sure that they were done.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, so
I definitely understand what you're saying as far as, like, in the industry. I'm in the industry, I model and sing and do other things as well. And it's definitely a man's world. So you put on more of a man's mentality in this man world that we live
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
I can definitely
you can't
identify
fall into
that.
This industry trying to have
mm-hmm.
a relationship with guys or just fall in love. No, I'm sorry. And, you know, a lot of people might not want to admit it, but love just don't happen like that. It takes time. It takes work. It's like a job. You have to work at it every day, like a marriage. You have to work at it every day. You don't just simply say, oh, I love this person, because even if you do love this person or you think you love this person, there's always a woman that's prettier and stepping her game up way more than you, and so is a man. So, therefore, if you have a roaming eye and eyes are turning, it's going in that direction.
Well said. So, Jara, I'm just going to mention some of the partners that you have because you make it public. R. Kelly, Martin Lawrence, Suge Knight, Young Jeezy, Tupac, and Jazzy Faye. Now, I read something about Jazzy Faye. I want you to talk about that because I thought it was so funny. Girl, you talk about having to wash him up before you had sex with him. I was like, oh, my God.
But
that's
crazy.
But
wow.
You know, the thing about it is I'm a very hygienic. I'm a hygienic woman. So
mm-hmm.
if y'all take your clothes off, if you got the nerve to think you all that and you're this super-duper hot producer and you think
mm-hmm.
that all the women want you, I'm not saying that they don't or if they do, but if you're going to try to get me in your hotel room, at least be clean. Don't stink, brother. So, you know, if you stink, I got to let you know you stink. And he was stinking. You know, I'm not going to touch anybody that's stinking. It's just point-blank period. I'm not trying to zag him or do anything. But, you know, I'm not going to tell the story if I don't tell all of the story and tell the truth about it. These are the same guys that go around scoring in women. Oh, this is a B-I-T-C-H. Well, you know what? You are a thinky-S-T-I-N-K-Y guy. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it is something that I want to go around and brag about, but it's the truth. You know, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. If I'm going to tell the story, I'm not going to tell pieces of it. Why not tell all of it?
Okay, but you are bragging because you wrote a book about it. I'm
that's
not,
not
bragging,
bragging,
but you're making
honey.
It. But
that's not bragging. Barack Obama not bragging about society and him being the president. He's just giving it to you straight on what it is about. It's not bragging.
Well,
it's
I believe
bragging,
that you made
it.
And, Jara, I definitely appreciate it. And I definitely, you know, you're the one that's stepping up and being honest about this. But I'm saying you're making it public.
And
people may not want to hear that. They want to keep
well, that's
it quiet.
People. You got people
mm-hmm.
who may not want to hear it, and you got people mm-hmm. who do want to hear it. So those people who may not want to hear it, then that's too bad. Then close their
mm-hmm.
ears or don't even try to listen to it. But the people who
it.
Want to hear it, it's out there for them.
Right.
I love it.
So have you been compared?
No, I love
all?
It. I love it. Like, tell it.
I know.
Like,
it's great.
Don't, you know, this is, and this is the world that we do live in, and it, everyone is just like, oh, it's a man. It is a man's world. And the industry is a man's world. You have to, you know, they say
that's
to me sometimes,
world.
You're so aggressive, but if it's like kill to be killed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So which one are you going to do?
Gerald, I want to know, have you been compared to Quinn Stephans at all? I know you've talked about that.
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to know if you have been compared to Corinne Stephans. I know you've done.
You know what? That's okay, baby. I have been compared to Corinne before, and we are totally different. First of all, Corinne has no talent. I mean, her talent is, we already know, giving head. I mean, come on. I've been on songs for Young Jeezy. I've done songs with Trillville. I'm doing acting. I've done things with Death Row Records. You know, I've done theater. So my proof is out there. That's how I'm in the industry. I'm not in the industry from, oh, you know, I'm your jump off and I'm in your video and now I'm bobbing my head to your, you know, private area. No, that's not how it happens for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I have songs that's out there that you can Google.
Okay, so you're making your money.
Yeah, and I just see you've done some theater, you've written, you produced, you've rapped, you've modeled, so I did see all of that.
Absolutely, and, you know, I mean, being brought up in Chicago, come on, I've worn a crown. I've carried a title of being a reign, and you just, you know, it's you cannot be unintelligent to win a crown in this city, in this state. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just putting it out there, and I'm not sure of your name who said there might be people who want
to
hear it.
Yeah,
but there are people who do want to hear. But there are people who do want to hear about this, and they want to know. They have, you know, these young girls. I was there before. I got into this game when I was 17, 18. You know,
wow.
I had to be manipulated into certain things, and that's how I was able to learn. But I learned quickly because I am from Chicago. So, you know, I'm from the home of pimp gangsters and hustlers. So, therefore, when you are from that type of thing, I'm like Lisa Ray. We're from the same area. Hey, we get out there. We know what it's like.
Absolutely. I definitely understand. And, you know, just to reiterate, what I was saying is that, you know, there may be people not wanting to hear this, but this is something that's coming from a real place. And I recognize
Absolutely.
That. And I'm just, you know, so happy that this exists instead of, like, being in the back closet saying, oh, you know, this, you're like, this is what it is. Take it or leave it. Real respect's real. And that's it. So,
exactly.
I could definitely empathize with you there.
Question, Jara, when this is happening, is it, like, just put in your face, like, I want this for this, or is it just a assumed and something that happens naturally and that it's just like an assimilation of something that you fall into? Or are these people telling you, yo, if you want this, then it's got to be this? How does it happen?
Let me tell you something about this industry that I would say 80% of people, especially women, that do not want to admit, you're giving yourself. That's about 85%. 90% of the guys are even giving themselves. They don't want to talk about it. A lot of them bow down. A lot of them do things behind the closet. I have a best friend who's gay, so I know what goes on in the industry. You would be surprised. A person like me, that wasn't my subject. That wasn't for me to talk about, you know, which guys are in the closet. My subject was to talk about jump off, you know, in the jump off world. And that's what I brought forth to the public, to society, because I want women and men to know this is what's happening in the world. Come on. You know, don't believe what you see on TV. It's glitz and glamour. But, honey, let me tell you something. There are perks and there are things you have to go through to get through those glitz and glamour. And as a woman, you have to go through even more. As a man, you have to go through bow down and being ashamed of yourself when you go home and look at yourself in the mirror. So it's no difference. It's no difference at all.
Okay. And can you tell us about some of the perks of being a dump off?
Well, some of the perks of being a jump off is you don't have to worry about being bothered with the guy all doggone day. You don't have to worry about sitting at home crying over him and all that type of stuff. The perks about it is you're going to get what you want. If you're with a guy and once you find out that he's with somebody, you're going to get what you need out of him because, first of all, he's not going to want you to tell. He's not going to want his wife to find out. He's not going to do any of that. But see, the difference with me, and I know about that other side, the difference with me is I never dated a guy who I knew that has someone. I either heard about it later, or I was involved with them, and someone would come up and tell me. But I never went into dating someone or being with someone and knowing that they had a wife or a relationship or anything like that. I never, even if you read my book, I haven't really dated guys that has a wife or anyone that I knew about. The only, the closest thing that came to it was Young Jeezy. And when I was working with him in the studio and did the song with him, Burning Up, that's when I found out he had a relationship and he was going out with Keisha Cole, but he didn't tell me this at first. I found out later. So it's not, so really pretty much she was first. So what did that make me? That made me to jump off.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's crazy. Sarah, we appreciate
you,
your honesty. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk to you some more.
Okay.
Let me see. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Arsha, baby. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Made me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, 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 don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling, why she making, taking next?
Yeah. Is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you blew my mind. You pull it out, then you open by. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips seem to so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper. Cause she's such a good. Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. You make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, 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 don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
When you're in the mood for love talk or just good music, listen to the LoveZoneUSA.com. LA Love, the boss sure does.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And we're back at the Girlfriend Network, and we're being joined by Jara Everett, the author of the book, The Jump Off, where you can find it on Amazon, Kindle, anywhere that books are sold. Also, Jara has a Facebook page. She's a beautiful woman. Check her out, or you can go to her website at www.jaraeverett.com. And today she's here talking about the autobiography of her various relationships with different men that she's had in the industry. So, Jara, welcome back. You there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
So I want to ask you, Jara, what's the backlash been to your book? I assume some men are not happy, some women are not happy. What's the response been? Are they looking at you like, yes, somebody with a voice? Or are they looking at you like, has anybody said that you were a slut? Or, it had to be some negativity.
The ones that's looking at me side-eyes are the ones who have a lot of insecurities within themselves. They're probably the same ones whose men, they know they're men and they know that what I'm talking about is true and they don't want to face the facts. The other ones who appreciate it are the ones who want to know and who appreciate someone other than themselves because they don't have really the courage to come out and really to tell those things or to really talk about it. So basically, neither one bothers me. Because obviously I'm put on this earth for a reason, and if it wasn't meant for me to put a book out about what goes on in this industry, then it would never have happened.
Right. And the men that you've written about, how did they perceive it? Did they have a problem with it, or?
Does who have a problem with it?
The people that you mentioned in your book.
No, there is one person who had a problem with it, and he asked me to take something out of it. I won't name that person, and I did because he just didn't want conversation. But for the record, Suge knows. A few other people know about the book, and they knew about the book before I even brought the book out. That's how this person asked me to take something out of the book, and I did. I did it as of his wishes, and I took it out.
Right. Okay.
Wow. Okay. So, Jara, what would you say is one or two rules of being like a jump off? What are the main rules?
I think you spoke
about like being strong minded. That's one good one.
Yeah, that's one good one. But let me tell you, one of the rules to being a jump off, if you decide to be a jump off, because there are a lot of women out here who don't mind being a jump off, and that's just as simple as that. I mean, come on. I mean, Kim Kardashian was a jump off, and what's his name? Kanye loved her. He loved the fact that he married a jump off. So, if you decide to be a jump off, well, go for the riches. I'll say that. If you're going to go for anything, don't just go for them knucklehead next door to you who live in the hood or can't do nothing for you. Go for the riches. That's my thing. That's one rule. That's rule number one. I don't want to talk to no woman who is not smart enough, honey, if you're going to be a jump off to anybody. You do not need to be a jump off to no average blow Joe or Joe Blow, honey. Be a jump off to someone who has money, and I mean long money. I'm not talking about $100,000, $200,000. You need to get up in the millions. Somebody who has a career that you know is going to make it last. If it's not going to last, you better get all you can get.
Okay, so then a girl that's a jump off, though, you don't think that she is perceived as a hoe or a slut, or is she just a smart businesswoman?
Yes, in this industry, if she's perceived as a hoe, the woman next door who's in church every week, who's got her legs open to the preacher, no one knows about that but her and the minister who's out there preaching and everything, and she could be a hoe. So I don't care what society or what the next person thinks about you. If you're going to be the kind of girl that goes out and gets yours, honey, get it.
I don't know if you have children, but if you did, and say your children found out about this, what would you tell them?
Found out about what? Let's be specific. Found out about what, honey? Come on, let's be specific.
Found out you were jump off to various men. What would they say, how would you talk to them?
I would tell them the same thing I'm telling you all. It will be no different. I would tell them the same thing I'm telling you all. Let me tell you something. You can raise your kid in the Catholic Church. And then you got the priest out there who messing around with little boys.
So, you know, come on, let's be real about society and life. The only thing I would tell them, listen, honey, I'm not telling you to go out there and date this guy knowing that he has a wife or a girlfriend or anything. But if you do, what is the purpose? What are you doing it for? You can only teach your kids so much about you and your life. Everyone has a passion. Everyone does things when they're young. You can only teach your kids so much, but by the time they turn 18 and go off, they're going to go their own ways and do their own things. They might not let mommy and daddy know about it, but they're going to do it.
So would you encourage your daughter to be a jump off?
I wouldn't encourage nobody. Let me tell you something, sister. I wouldn't encourage nobody to be a jump off. But if that's the life that you decide to live, then live it well. Until you decide to get out of it. Everybody going to get old and rusty and dusty one day. So if you're going to do it while you're young, get what you can get, and then make sure you're happy and you're set for life.
So what's the downfall, Jared, to being a jump off? Are there any downfalls?
The downfall to being a jump off is get what you can get while you're young because your ass going to get old one day.
I get it. Keep it real all the way 100. Definitely.
And you ain't gonna know it. You ain't gonna be able to get nobody's money if you ain't got it or nobody's good.
Now, Jara, let me ask you this question. I do definitely appreciate you keeping it so real for us. And this is why I love the Love Zone Network, is because we can have these types of conversations. What do you do as a jump off on holidays? Like, obviously, you know, the person, they're with their family or other people. So how do you spend your holidays?
You spend your holiday. Well, first of all, if you're a jump off, why are you going into, why are you trying to love this guy anyways, or even a guy trying to love a woman? Like I said, it's for men or women, so why are you trying to love them? You already know on the holidays, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be with that fellow, or the fellow's not going to be with the woman. So prepare yourself. You already know if you're going to be a jump off, be a jump off for a reason. You're not in here to love somebody and to be with them. Now, if it happens that way, like a fool like Kanye, you know what I'm saying? He was a fool. So he still is, but if you a fool like Kanye, then you go and marry your jump off. Because, I mean, it ain't going to last, but you just go and marry your jump off. But don't, 9 times out of 10, that fairy tale doesn't last.
Interesting. Were you ever in a committed relationship or a relationship and still being a jump off? Did you do those things at the same time? Okay,
I didn't look at it like that.
Okay.
I didn't look at it like that. No. I didn't want any of them. None of them was good in bed, really. So I'm just putting it out there real. So I mean, it is what it is. Young Jeezy was the worst, honey. He has a peanut. So I mean, you know, I mean, it's just it is what it is.
God. No, she did not. Okay.
That's all I see him. And you know, and he's talking all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, what these women must just want your money. There's nothing else you can do.
Wow, that's crazy. You're going to make that man want to kill himself twice by saying that. You can't talk
that's
about
right.
that area,
girl. With them. They know I'm talking real. They know I'm talking real. Well, every morning I go in there and I clean my ears with the Q-tips. I think about him.
Who was the best partner?
I would say the best partner was neither of them. Best partner is who I'm with now, but neither of them. I mean, it was just, you know, when you were young and in that industry and you know, you just out, whatever. Come on. I mean, half of the time I'm drinking because that's just the way it is. I'm having a drink in there. I'm in a studio. I'm on the stand. I'm working with them. So, hell, I was out of it myself, you know, but none of them was great. These guys are not great. Only thing is it's their fame and maybe their money if they're going to do something for you, but that's it.
I think it's interesting, though. I think it's great that you're putting them on blast because a lot of these songs that they sing about, they talk about how they're great in bed and it will love you long time and how big my stuff is. And you're saying all of them fail in that area. So that's
absolutely
funny to me.
And the women that flock to them are the ones who just want to be up under them because they want to be taken care of, because they have no self-esteem, or they just, you know, they don't have no life themselves, and they just want somebody in the limelight to take care of them and just stay on with this person. I don't give a flying F-ass.
Right. Oh, my God. And, Jara, I heard your rap song earlier, which coincided with your book. So I don't know if our listeners know, but Dara, and that is you. Is that you rapping, Dara?
That is me.
Yes. So Dara also has a rap song called Jump Off. So if you listeners get a chance, look that up. Definitely get her book. I'm going to get it because I'm one of those people.
Oh, I have to get it.
And I want to know.
I love it. I have to get it. It's so real.
I have to say that it is so true about R. Kelly. He was really the one who introduced me to the music industry. And I know so much about Robert. We're from the same city. I know so much about him. And, you know, he's just lost himself. You know, but that's what the industry does. After you're in it for so long, I just thank God that I didn't lose myself of being with everyone. But you just really lose yourself until you come back down to earth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it is. He was the biggest freak. Now,
yeah.
You don't know about freakiness. But, you know, you just lose yourself. And it's just simple as that. You know, you just have to really know yourself and bring yourself back down. You have to keep family close and you in this community.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How did you stay grounded?
Well, someone in your family have to bring you back down. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's real out there. It's real. The one that brings you down, brings you back to earth are the ones that really care about you, the ones that tell you, oh, yeah, it's all right, it's all right. That's because they want to ride the coattail. They love in that limelight, so they want to be there or whatever, and they really don't give a damn about you. The only thing they care about is your success. They don't care about you as a person.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a tough industry. It's not hard, and it's not really, you know, nurturing and caring and
this industry
and loving. Yeah, I tell you, it's tough, but you have the mind for the industry, so you're gonna be fine.
Yeah, and I'm doing my films and my movies now, so
yeah,
you know, I'm excited about a lot of things, and I mean there's more to come when I feel like putting it out there. And I will. I'm not going to do anything to harm people, jeopardize. You know, I hear people say, oh, well, you know, these people got families and they got lives, and so do I.
Mm-hmm.
I got
family.
So
will
there
be, another book? Is there going to be more books?
Of course there will be. I've had people coming up to me saying, oh, well, should I make you sign something? No, get the hell up out of my face.
Mm.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Wow. So, all right. Well, we'll definitely look out for the next book. We thank you, Dara, for taking the
thank
time
you,
with us.
Thank you,
Dara.
At the Girlfriend Network, you're keeping
it
so real.
It, you call me, and I will give it.
Absolutely. Keep us posted on what you're doing. We'll bring you back, especially as you drop future projects. We'll love to have you back. And
I am. I'm actually, I just finished a movie called Nikki, and I play a role of Tony in it, and I'm also in a rep series. That's called This Girl, That Girl by the wonderful director, Cookie Hughes. She's a film director from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving it. You know, it's just, and life is beautiful. I thank God every day. Yes, I do believe in God. God didn't say that you can't be real with your life. Just because, you know, a lot of people, I've had so many blasphemy and so many people to judge me. And I don't simply care because you're not God. You can't judge me. That's
mm-hmm.
how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. So true. Well, Dara, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on the show.
Awesome.
That's a lot.
Now, you guys go ahead and listen to them callers, honey, because I know they're going to call in and warn.
Yes.
But, honey, I don't care. Like I told you before, if they don't want to hear it, close their ears. Don't come outside. Don't turn on your TV and don't turn on your radio.
Well, you're always welcome here at the Love Zone Network, the
thank
Girlfriend
you.
Network.
You
thank
have
you
have
so
a
much.
Good
okay.
Night.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye bye.
See, before we wrap up, I'm going to bring on Doug Smar, who wants to share a quick promotional thing with our listeners. Doug, are you there?
Yes, I am. The beautiful and lovely Nicole
Doug.
Martin. How are you?
Good. Say hi to my co-host, Tahira.
Hey, Doug.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fabulous, darling. Okay.
So wait, before we let you do your promo,
it.
Wait a minute. So did you listen? Did you listen to the show?
Or yes, I did, and that's a pretty tough conversation to follow there, Nicole. So, thank you very much.
Did you learn something tonight, Doug?
You know what, Nicole? I learned from that conversation to stay in my lane.
Okay,
I'm not rich and famous. I don't want to be rich and famous. I like a simple life and a simple outlook on life. That's a little too difficult for me at this stage in my life.
Yes, a little compact. Well, go ahead and tell our listeners what you want them to know.
Okay. This coming Sunday, August 17th, 2014, the Willingboro Department of Recreation and Parks presents the 31st Annual Willingboro Jazz and Music Festival. This is a free concert. It's at Mill Creek Park in Willingboro, New Jersey. Starring this year, headlining this year's show, is Najee, as well as Gerald Beasley, UGO, Amazing Grace Little and her band, Centron, and other great local acts. And to close out this year's show, we always bring out an old school hip hop artist to close out our show. And this year we got the one and only Chubb Rock to close out this year's show.
Oh, Chubb Rock.
Okay. So it's a free concert. All we're asking your listeners to do is bring in a lawn chair and a smile and come enjoy a great day of music.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Doug. I plan to be there with my girlfriends. It's on our calendar, so we're looking forward to a great day and a fun time. So,
and thank you, Nicole, so very much. You're always welcoming and humble, and I wish you nothing but success in the future.
Aww. Thank you. And to hear Doug has looked out for me and given me some wonderful opportunities in the industry, so I appreciate him as well. So, Doug, thank you so much.
Okay. You have a good day, Nicole.
Thank you,
bye.
Too.
All right. You guys take care. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So, T, that show was a doozy. You talk about keeping it real, and I think she got
love
here. I'm like, ooh, my goodness. Like, she just put it all out there. Like,
yes, names and all.
Some people got their feelings hurt. I'm just like, wow. So, yeah, it just goes to show. A lot of people think this industry and what we do, okay, I want to let everyone know I'm not a jump off. I've never done anything. I don't do things for things in the industry or my career. Everything I've gotten honestly and on my feet, never on my back. Let's just make that
clear.
But, wow, it is to be said. I've seen it. You've seen it, T.
Yes.
This does happen in the industry. It's not always glamorous. It could be quite grungy. It could be brutal.
Very grungy, it's hard. It's hard. You can get sucked in, and that's why at times I take my time off because the industry is a lot. Parties, promotion, it's a lot. Demands, contracts, it's a lot. And then it's a lot of other deals that you could choose to be a part of or choose not to. My preference is to do it the old-fashioned, work hard and get what you produce, hard work. But it was very, very good to have her on the show, keeping it real. Like, this does exist. If you're going to do it to the best of your ability.
Right. Exactly. And be smart. Don't get caught up in all that. Wow.
Be smart. Go in it with the head of it's a man's world, so a man's mentality. Yes, the Love Zone.
Yes, Love Zone USA. All right, listeners, we thank you for joining us.
Thank
again this
you.
Week.
We'll
Nicole
see you next
Martin.
Week.
And
see you. Bye. Good night.
Bye, guys.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Touchdown on your runway. I'm big, clever like Marvin and Rambo. I'm delirious like John Jack. I'm.